Today on Gardening in a Minute, pass along plants. One of the great pleasures of gardening is sharing information with family members, friends, and neighbors. But perhaps the best benefit of sharing with other gardeners is receiving and giving pass-along plants. Pass-along plants travel from one gardener to another. Each holds a story of where it came from and the loving hands that grew it. Many old varieties, such as Confederate rose and heirloom vegetables, are available only as pass-along plants from other gardeners, who have often cultivated them for generations. The general rule for dividing plants is to propagate them opposite their blooming season. So plants that bloom in the fall should be divided in the spring. Save seeds as they mature, and plant cuttings throughout the year to pass along to your favorite gardeners. For more information about pass-along plants, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Seminole pumpkins. Traditionally grown by native tribes in South Florida, the Seminole pumpkin remains one of the tastiest and most reliable pumpkins for Florida gardens. It takes the summer heat and humidity in stride, and it's relatively pest and disease-free. The fruits are often round and buff-colored, and the orange flesh tastes like butternut squash, but sweeter. Plant seeds in the summer in North and Central Florida or in the fall in South Florida. The vines can grow up to 25 feet, so give them room to spread. The Seminole Indians planted them below trees that served as natural trellises, but planting yours in full sun would be better. Harvest your pumpkins in 120 to 150 days and store them in a cool, dry place for up to a year. For more information about vegetable gardening and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, pruning azaleas. Azaleas are widely planted in Florida because of the colorful flowers they produce from late February to early April. Pruning your azaleas can improve their blooming and help them develop into full, well-branched shrubs. Always prune your plants in late spring or early summer, shortly after flowering, because azaleas set their flower buds for next year during the summer. Several light prunings early in the growing season will help your azalea develop the nicest form. Remove shaded out branches first, since these often become dead wood. Older plants may have tall, leggy branches that need to be removed. Doing so gradually over several years reduces shock to the plant. Pruning your azaleas correctly can keep them looking healthy and blooming strong. For more information about azaleas and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, hunting billbugs. Hunting billbugs are small but damaging weevils that often infest zoysia and Bermuda grasses. Adults chew on the stems, rhizomes, and stolons, while larvae bore into stems and feed on roots. Heavily infested grass turns yellow and dies. Symptoms may be misdiagnosed as disease, drought, or slow spring greenup. If you suspect billbugs, start with a tug test to see if the damaged grass easily pulls free. Then look for sawdust-like debris inside the damaged grass tissue or small, legless white larvae in the plants or the top 2 inches of soil. Keeping grass watered may help it tolerate light infestations, but if you find more than 10 billbugs per square foot, an insecticide will be needed. Be sure to read the label and follow all instructions. For more information about hunting billbugs, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, sago alternatives. The king sago was long considered a low-maintenance landscape plant and was widely grown throughout Florida. But many sagos have been severely damaged by a pest called Cycad olecuspis scale. If you recently lost one in your garden, consider planting a sago alternative. Two great choices are Chestnut Diune and Ceratozemia cousteriana, since both can be grown statewide. These cycads have evergreen, palm-like fronds and resemble the king sago, but they aren't as prone to the pesky scale. Two suitable palms include the slow-growing windmill and radicalis palms. Some of these plants prefer full sun, while others like a little shade. Check with your local garden center for availability. These plants may be a little harder to find, but they're definitely worth the effort. For more information about sago alternatives, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.